He kōna ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
That's what I see, that's what I live today, is all about sports. Without sports, will be nothing for me. Will be like so tough life.
Hi, I'm Kadambri Raghukumar and this is Voices. I'm at Wellington Boxing Gym in Kilburnie on a cold winter's day. And that's the ceaseless rhythm of 23-year-old Ali Mashal doing his drills.
You can see it, you can see it. Oh, it is good. It is good for my health, it's good for me mentally. Why should I not do?
Fighting for a future and his freedom led Ali Mashal to boxing. He dreams of representing New Zealand one day in the featherweight or lightweight class. This gym is where it all started for him when he first arrived in New Zealand as a refugee on his own in March 2019. Ali left war-torn Afghanistan and his entire family behind in 2014 when he was just 15.
It was pretty hard when I was. If you be study and you get killed, if you be like sportsman, you get killed. Why you should live there?
Ali's from the long persecuted Hazara community. At a time where even going to school became dangerous, Ali was brought up homeschooled by his father, a teacher, in the central province of Maidan Wardak. It's a region that's listed as high risk, with the Taliban active in most of its districts.
You can see your future, you know. Everything you hear about, get killed people. People get killed. Who's studying get killed? Who's school get bombed? There is no future in Afghanistan. That's what I hear a lot of things when I was young, too young. I want a future, you know. I want to have a good name, to want to be something, you know. That's why my dad sent me out of Afghanistan when I was young.
So he flies from Kabul to India, then on to Malaysia, where a 3.5-hour boat ride takes him to Indonesia, along with 30 other refugees crammed together and no life jackets.
That's what my dad tell me, just like, you have to be a man. Don't worry what happened in life, it is happened. If you know, just like, go for something, you can't get it. I go for something, I go for my future. Was it scary too? You are 15 years old, and you be away from your house, nobody was with you, how you can survive it?
In Indonesia, Ali gets held in an immigration centre where he remains for 9 months, allowed to go outside for only an hour a day for exercise. Those 9 months stretch out to nearly 5 years as a refugee in a camp in Indonesia.
Refugee up to there, they're living to not a good life, not a bad life. Just they're living, you know? You know what I mean? Just living, just eating and sleep and do something in sport and you're not allowed to do anything else there. Refugees in Indonesia is very hard to live there.
That's where he started boxing with a friend who knew a thing or two about Muay Thai and boxing. It sort of became his route to a release of sorts.
I never imagined just like I will go from this situation. I will be somewhere. I didn't imagine it myself, but I just have a hope, you know, because sports make me. What it's gave it to me is a motivation.
In March 2019, Ali was finally accepted as a refugee to be resettled in New Zealand. He was 20 then.
So you came with no family.
No family, nobody. I have to find things for myself. No good English. Right now, it's just like right now, I can't speak properly. To be honest, I'm just trying to talk and learning, and have to support things, you know.
Eventually, through the refugee family reunification scheme, his parents and brother joined him here in 2020.
And after that, like getting my family, it's good to have them here, and then it's give me support, you know. Is I have a supportive family, just like when they say to me, just like, okay, you can do that. Family support is another level, you know.
He walked into Wellington Gym where his coach, Asher Derbyshire, took him in.
You wanted to get into professional boxing from amateur boxing, mm-hmm. and you had your family that just arrived here. So there was a lot of things going on for you that...
Yeah, it was a lot of things just going on there because... You need to training, you need to do some work, and you get to support yourself, and you have to support family out there, and you have to bring them. You have to, every day you give them contact, you're learning English too, and it is tough. You be 20, 21 years old, the boys just want to go out there and just want to chill, but I just like, I want to work family. I want to get my family. I want to done training, and I want to do something better in my life.
Ali jumped in the ring within 2 weeks of arriving in New Zealand, super keen to take his fighting to national level.
You had a goal and you had a dream in mind, and you were training pretty hard for that. Mm. And then you got injured in 2020.
Yeah. It's happening in the second, just like we go for the, like, our first my fight is that I did well, and then I jumped it to second fight. The next day, it was, the first round was good, and the second round, in the end of second round, I broke it. I feel the pain, I feel the broke. Oh, yeah. I still not give up, I still kept going. And I did it, I get it, the Golden Gloves champion, but
you won it.
Yeah, I won it in that round
with the broken hand.
The second round, the broken hand, I broke it and I won it. But
so it was a pretty bad injury, though, huh?
It was very bad. It's a very bad injury. Just the bone of his so small bone. It broke it up and down. You can see it when the first time you can see it straight away, and it's pumping.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that was very, very, very sad to myself, to my career.
The past 2 years have been this long and hard hiatus for Ali.
It was just like getting take a rest and nothing to do.
How was that for you? Because for someone who was so active and so dedicated to boxing, you got injured and then suddenly you had to just stop for a while.
Yeah, it's a feel sad. It's a feel like I don't want to give up. It's an injury happening, something for a reason. They gave me a lesson of life. Right now, who can support you? It was pretty tough, and lockdown was happening. What should I do? How can I get support myself?
Ali's slowly training his way back to full fitness these days. He's also just registered his house painting business, as determined as ever to support his family here and his dream.
I'm the kind of person I not give up, but I'm still doing. I still keep going. But sometimes they put me back. They put me, something happened, and I go for 2-3 weeks rest, nothing to do, and again you need to get back. That's pretty hard for me. But I still keep going. This is a good lesson of life here too.
Ali's just started volunteering with Changemakers Resettlement Forum and Refugee Youth, with their journeys and challenges, much like his own a few years ago.
I'm helping young generation who's coming background of refugees things. Sports can help anything. Over stressful, anything. They give you motivation, they give you power, they give you no give up life. And those things that help me, they help them too. I tell them just any sport can help them. Not just boxing, any sports. When some people arrive here, I just like try to help them. Because I've been already in that situation. I've been in that situation, so hard situation for myself. I don't want to nobody have that situation.
So what's life like for you these days? Now you're setting yourself up to start training again?
Yeah, life is going good, going good. The goal is the same thing. Still want to keep going, you know. I dream to be champion. I want to be the part of Commonwealth Games. That's my dream, you know. That's my dream too. I still want to be the part of Commonwealth Games, Olympic. That's all for New Zealand. I want to do it for here, because this has give me hope of life, living better, and I want to keep going for this one. You have to do, you know, in this. What I'm learning about life is you have to keep going. If you not keep going, you're failing. You will nothing.
It could be a tough road ahead as his broken hand heals and he's back to being fighting fit. But there's this mantra that Ali keeps repeating to me during this conversation.
It is tough. Life is tough, but you are tougher than life, you know. If you be tougher than life, everything will be easier. easy on your way.
And that's Voices with me, Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening. Every week, I travel across New Zealand to tell stories about people from overseas who now call New Zealand home. So if you like what you hear, follow us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. Today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Ansell, and I'm Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks again for listening.